Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, former ambassador to the United Nations, a candidate for the nomination for the Republican Party for the president, joined by Vivek Ramaswamy, also a man of Indian origin roots, who is now an announced candidate for the presidency. He is a commentator, a pundit called so forth, called by Sadanand Dume, who writes for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's at the American Enterprise Institute. Sadanand's column is wonderful because I get to ask this question. Sadanand, I'm spotting a trend. What's going on? Good evening to you.
Very good evening, John. I just think it's really interesting, right, that Indian Americans are 1.3% of the U.S. population, but at this moment, they are 66% of the declared candidates for the GOP nomination. Now, I don't think that, either Nikki Haley or Vivek Ramaswamy are likely to be the ultimate nominee. From everything that we can see so far, it looks like it's a race between Donald Trump and possibly Ron DeSantis. But nonetheless, I thought it was interesting. It was symbolic. And so I decided to write about it.
Well, what I enjoy is you give us the demographics of where Indian origin Americans are. These are either Indian nationals who are in the United States on green cards, or Indian nationals who are now American citizens, or born in America, second generation, third generation. Where are they concentrated in the country?
So there are about 4.4 million Indian Americans, and it's a very fast-growing community because that 4.4 million is five times more than there were Indian Americans just 30 years ago. So the population has quintupled since 1990. Out of the 4.4 million, 2.9 million are U.S. citizens. And half of Indian Americans are in just six blue states, New York, New Jersey, California, Illinois, Washington, and I may be forgetting one more. So, basically they live mostly in blue America, and they are a prosperous community. It's a young community. And they vote overwhelmingly for the Democratic Party. But there is evidence to show that this may be changing, and that I find that trend very interesting.
Prosperity is what is easy to associate with the Indian origin people I know. I think they're all American citizens. Many of them have Queens accents. That's a tip-off. So prosperity. And the puzzle here is, because we talk about the subcontinent, India, all the time. Last time I checked, 300 million people in India who speak English. It's extremely well-educated group and there is a Silicon Valley in India as there is a Silicon Valley in California. So is it America's blessing that we have the best of the best, or is this some trend that's happened in the last, say, generation or two? Go to America to make your fortune. Are people also making their fortunes in India?
I think, there's a lot to unpack in that question. I would say that it is a blessing for Indian Americans that they have been given the opportunity to flourish in America. And I think it's core American values, fair play, hard work, a valuing of merit that have allowed Indian Americans to do so well. It's certainly true that the U.S. gets a very small sliver, including some of the most talented Indian Americans. Some of the most talented Indians. So it's certainly true that, there's a kind of self-selecting mechanism, as there often is with other immigrant groups. But as I point out in my column, the most prosperous Indians anywhere on the planet by a country mile are Indian Americans, right? The per capita, the median household income of an Indian American family is $143,000. That is 60 times per capita income in India. So you have people who are coming from a country that is still very poor in per capita terms, and they are coming to America and they are thriving. And they're thriving partly because these are really smart people, or a lot of them are very smart and hardworking, committed people. A lot of them are in industries like tech. But they're also prospering because America gives them a chance to fulfill their potential. So I think the U.S. gets a lot of credit for their success.
The Vice President, Kamala Harris, is an Indian American. She's an American citizen. She was born here. But her roots, I believe, are southern India. We've talked about this. So this trend is now at the national level. We've got two candidates in the Republican Party and clearly a successful candidate in the Democratic Party. How is this interpreted in Delhi? What does it say to the government of India that your children are doing so well far away?
I mean, I think Kamala Harris is an interesting case, right? Because she's someone who's kind of acknowledged her Indian-American identity only relatively recently in her political career. As you know, John, for most of her political career, she identified as an African-American. She identified with her father's heritage and not so much with her mother's heritage. Only when she sort of became a candidate for president did she start identifying a little bit more or mentioning her Indian-American heritage also. You know, the Indian media gets very excited whenever anyone with an India connection does well. You know, it's sort of like, so they send reporters to their hometowns and they trace all kinds of acquaintances, classmates of their parents or grandparents. So it's, you know, it's obviously something that Indians look upon with a great amount of pride.
Sadanan reports that what distinguishes an Indian origin or Indian American household? Strong presence of belief in merit, culture of striving, tradition of judging people as individuals rather than member groups, and study, which sounds exactly like my mother, Sadanan. Does it sound like your mother, too?
Absolutely. And that's the point I make, that, you know, it's these values that really made this country what it is. And I feel really strongly as an immigrant myself that, you know, any group that comes to America, we have a duty to uphold these values. And I think that that's why it's sort of important that for Indian immigrants to, I think, question some of the sort of ideology on the left that doesn't believe so much in merit, doesn't believe so much in hard work, believes more in things like, you know, racially based quotas. And that's something that I'd like to see more Indian Americans and more Asian Americans more broadly speak out against.
Your measure of the campaign so far, especially Nikki Haley, she's been in the contest for some time as governor, as ambassador to the UN. Does she face discrimination, to your knowledge, by anyone? I can't find it in the news reports. Have you seen it talked about?
Look, John, I mean, it's a large country. You're going to find some people who say nasty things, right? There is no country on the planet where nobody will say something nasty. Have some people said nasty things to Nikki Haley? I think there was one commentator who told her to go back to India or go back to your country. That kind of stuff happens. But my point is that that happens in any country. That could happen in any community. The way to measure whether a country is a racist country or not a racist country is, you know, the space that people have to fulfill their potential. And I would argue that America is most definitely not a racist country because people from every race and every religion on the planet are able to fulfill their potential here. And the very fact that Nikki Haley is running for office and running for president, I don't think she's going to win the nomination. It does suggest that there's a great openness here in our system.
Not when the nomination is impossible to predict. I mean, there was 2016, Sadanan. But I mentioned that when you get on that stage in Milwaukee, the first Republican debate, it'll be a joy to see Nikki Haley up there.
And, absolutely.
And presuming the Republican Party is successful in November, that could be a member of the cabinet. It could also be a vice president. Could be a president. Anything's possible. That's why it's fun. It's a fun story.
Absolutely.
Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley, candidates for the Republican nomination for the presidency of the United States, Sadanan Dume of the American Enterprise Institute. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Mo Dope.
Visit MO.
Modo.do.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at Modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.